Hi there. Thanks for watching or listening to Moving Kentucky Forward, where we interview elected officials and candidates. I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and before we begin with today's interview, I would encourage you, if you're watching on YouTube, to click the subscribe button below so you can keep up with all of our interviews. And if you're listening to this online, I would encourage you to add it to your podcast list. We're on all the major podcast outlets. With all of that said, you can also always see these on the website at forwardky.com, and I hope you enjoy today's interview. So we're here today with Josh Buckman, who is running for State House. Josh, welcome to Moving Kentucky Forward.
Well, thank you for having me, Bruce.
I'm excited to do so. For the sake of our viewers and listeners, why don't you tell us what district you're running for and where it's located?
Well, I am currently running for State House in District 76. That district is completely in Lexington, but it is also covers the Hamburg, Bryan Station, Castlewood, Eastland, Liberty Road, the Chevy Chase area.
Okay. And do you have a primary?
I do. I have one coming up on May 21st.
And who are your opponents?
My opponent is Jamie Palumbo and Ann Donworth.
Okay. I made a decision early on that I would not do interviews with people who had Democratic primaries unless I could get all of the participants in the primary to be interviewed. And yours is one of the districts where I was able to get all three. So this is going to give people a lot of a comparison to make, I think, between the three videos. That'll be nice. So what caused you to decide to run?
Well, I'm a medical social worker, and every day I work with people who are on dialysis. And I see so many of the problems they face, whether that be housing, whether that be problems getting the access to their prescriptions. I see people who are victims of abuse and neglect, and I just see where so many times the system is failing them. And our legislature is either A, not really addressing those problems, or B, even making these problems worse. I have been going to Frankfort for many years as an advocate for various organizations. And I can tell you about the only way I have typically discovered that you can reach them is talking about real world situations, real life situations. Don't just talk about hypotheticals. Tell them how this is really affecting people. As I said, I've been an advocate. I've worked with organizations like Planned Parenthood, Moms Demand Action. And when I was in school studying to be a social worker, I did an internship with Kentucky Youth Advocates.
So medical social work, I'm not familiar with that field. Can you describe a little bit about what that job is?
Well, medical social work is often called things like case management. I work with people who are on dialysis. What I do is I screen them for things like depression, or examine their mental health. I examine their household situation. If they need things like housing, if they need things like food, if they need things like help with their utilities, which is a very common thing. It's my job to help them get what they need in order to thrive or be able to succeed or live.
So why leave that, which sounds like a very helping profession, and try to get involved in Frankfort?
Well, I enjoy my job. I love what I do. But I often see where the current system in the legislature is failing people at this moment. And I want to get up there and work to make things better. I want to work to make our healthcare system better. I want to work and make things like the education system better. And, I believe that a person should have some real world experience as well before they go to Frankfort. And that's what I've been doing the last few years, is have real world experience. Mm-hmm. So I know what to do, what people need when I go to Frankfort.
Sure. This is your first race, I assume?
Actually, I ran as a write-in candidate a few years ago for state senate. When I found out my opponent at the time, Ralph Alvarado, didn't have anybody running against him. Mm-hmm. So I just threw my hat in and said, I'm going to be a write-in.
Okay. How did that go?
It went well. I got to meet a lot of people. Of course, Senator Alvarado still managed to win pretty comfortably. However, about 2 weeks after the election, he announced he was moving to Tennessee and taking a job there.
Right. I remember that. So let's talk about your campaign for just a minute. Do you have a campaign manager?
I actually am doing most of the work myself.
Okay.
I have worked with a lot of volunteers. I've worked with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend has actually designed my campaign logo, my website for me.
Okay.
And I've been very fortunate to have volunteers design things like my literature, my business cards. And running as a write-in candidate gave me some experience. And I actually saw a couple of candidates who didn't have campaign managers and were able to really succeed without them.
Okay. So you do have volunteers though, obviously.
Oh, I have quite a few volunteers.
Okay. Wow, that's great. Your district, I'm not familiar with it necessarily. When I ran some years ago, the district I ran in was very walkable except for one section. And I was, getting out and walking. Is your district going to be pretty walkable? Are you going to be able to knock doors?
It's actually a very walkable district. In fact, it's become even more so because it's their gerrymander, the Republican supermajority decided to gerrymander it, and they took out some of the more rural districts and added some more walkable, more urban parts of the district and have added it in. So I don't believe there's a single precinct that you can't, anybody who's capable of walking should be able to do it.
Okay. So the primary is coming right up. Have you started walking already?
I have actually walked. I have been walking for about 10 days now. And, I've been covering quite a lot of ground and talking to many wonderful people throughout the district and working to better understand their needs and concerns and just working to represent them. And if you don't door knock, I believe that's the most effective way to reach people. And if you don't do it, I don't believe you can really have an understanding of what your constituents need.
I don't need a number, but how's the fundraising going?
Fundraising, well, it could always be a little better, but we've got the money that we need for things like digital ads, flyers, yard signs, vote builder, which we use to determine who we need to be targeting.
Sure.
So we've got what we need in order to run a successful campaign.
Since it is a Democratic primary, I don't want to get into how do I say this? I don't want to get into necessarily destructive discussion, but if you were going to compare yourself to your other two opponents, what would you say would be the main differences?
I think the main difference is I deal with so many of the issues that Kentuckians are facing right now, and I see it on a daily basis, and it is my job to work and serve them. And while my opponents, I believe, are good people, they're good Democrats, and I hope that they are working, that on May 22nd, they are staying involved in our community and working to make a better Kentucky. I don't believe they get a front row seat to the problems that I do.
So I hear some cats.
Sorry, they get
Oh
a
no,
little
that's okay.
distracted.
Are you a cat person?
I am a cat person. I believe I'm the only candidate who's the cat person in the race. I think both my other opponents have dogs.
Yeah, that maybe that's something you can add to run on. All you cat people need to vote for me. You've got a day job and you're having a campaign and everything. Is time management a challenge, or are you able to make it all work?
Oh, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, as soon as work is over at 4:30, I'm out there either door knocking, calling people up, asking for donations, or
Sure.
going to various events and just getting out there. But, I make it work during my break. I send out the text or contact who I need to. I have a wonderful, like I said, I have wonderful volunteers who are able to help me. I've hired some people to work on my data and break it down so we know exactly who to target. I'm just very fortunate that I feel like I have been able to do the to take the time and resources that I have and make it into a very effective campaign.
Okay. Are there any debates or forums planned?
Yes, the League of Women Voters has a debate, has a forum sometime in April, and the Bluegrass Activist Alliance is setting up a forum sometime in May. And I confess, I do not have the dates right in front of me,
Sure.
but I will be there, and I will be sharing my ideas for the 76th District.
Okay. I think it's interesting that you're talking about the fact that you're on the front lines with some of these issues. If you had a magic wand and could just, snap your finger and make something change in Frankfurt, what would be the top one or two things that you would use your magic wand for?
I think I would use those things. First of all, I would fully fund our public education system. I would make sure that, our teachers got a much needed raise and that our students, got the quality public education that they deserve in order to stay in Kentucky. But as for healthcare, things that I would love to do, I'd love to see some vast improvements in elder care. I would like to see us focus more on keeping our seniors in their homes and not have to go into long-term care. And of the people who do have to go into long-term care, we actually have some accountability. I'd like to see more improvements to our maternal care. And again, as a social worker, mental health is always very important to me. So I would like to see our state focus more on mental health issues and giving us a good quality mental health system.
Okay. Are there any issues as you've been talking to people in your district that you think people are really fired up about?
I think people are really fired up about reproductive rights. I believe that is an issue that just always seems to come up at the door. I mean, people are very concerned about losing the rights to to abortion. They're now scared about losing IVF. I mean, a lot of people have used IVF. I mean, Republicans use IVF, independents use IVF, of course, Democrats use IVF. And they find that is such an intrusion. And now there's talk about taking access to contraception away or limiting that. And again, people from all parties, from all walks of life have used contraception. So, and I think a cornerstone of a free society is reproductive freedom. You take that away, you take away things like their economic freedom, their economic health, their hopes and desires, if you limit reproductive freedom. Other issues we have, I mean, of course, people are concerned about the education system. They'd like it fully funded. People are concerned about roads and highways. They'd like to see more bike trails. That's what I get a lot of people saying. They just want to make sure our infrastructure is good and that people have good paying jobs and want to stay in Kentucky.
So your district race has one person who has tremendous name recognition because he is the son of the current sitting representative. What are you doing around getting your name recognition up, or is it already up because you ran as a write-in?
It's definitely up because I ran as a write-in. There are certain parts of the district that are also in that Senate district, but not everything. Other things I do, I go to as many events as I can that are particularly within the district. I'm actually, like I said, I'm actively door knocking, and I want to make sure that as many voters get my information, know my name as possible. Because yes, I do confess, one of my opponents does have a lot of name recognition, but it's a low turnout primary, and you've just got to find your voters and talk to them.
Okay, so before I wrap up, I've got a couple more questions. So, in terms of name recognition, are you going to do any mailings or have you already done some?
I do plan on doing some mailings. I think they're very effective at getting your name out.
Good.
So that is definitely high on my priority, is to get those out and do digital ads as well.
Okay. So before I wrap up, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that I haven't asked you?
Is there anything I want to talk about? I guess maybe talk about my background.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm a medical social worker, but my father was a factory worker for 38 years. He worked at a Goodyear tire rubber plant. He was a union member. My mom is a former public school teacher. She's actually now a small business owner in Frankfort. And I grew up in Western Kentucky originally in Graves County, about 9 miles from where the tornado struck the courthouse. And, my values are shaped by my parents, who, they were working class, and they taught me about the importance of hard work and dedication. And, they just gave me a very sense of working to help people. And that ultimately is why I ultimately decided to be a social worker. And they spurned my interest in politics.
That's interesting. That's quite a broad background coming from Western Kentucky and your father being a union member and so on and so forth. That certainly gives you some insights into various parts of our state that some candidates might not have.
Yes, and I hope that maybe I could work with Republicans in Frankfort because, I come from Western Kentucky and I have a better understanding of what people in Western Kentucky need and people in all over the state need, and I just would like to work with them in order to improve Kentucky's healthcare, work to improve our schools, and work to bring better jobs to our state.
Okay. So let's imagine that I live in your district and you're out door knocking and you've come to my front door and I have actually opened the door rather than peek through the curtains like so many people will do. And I'm asking you, why should I vote for you? What's your response?
Well, again, I'm a person who works on the front line every day. Again, as a medical social worker, I see so many of the problems that people are facing, whether that be access to medication, access to transportation in order to get to things like going to the grocery store or getting to the doc their doctor's appointments. I deal with people who are victims of abuse and neglect, and I just see so many of the problems that our system has at this moment and can work to fix them because, I can bring that experience to Frankfurt.
All right. That's a good answer. I look forward to hearing more from you and look forward to hearing how the primary race goes. And I will be following it closely because I think all three of you are good candidates and I'll be interested to see how it turns out. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. Thanks for having me.